A busy summer for local youth baseball continues this weekend as three local travel clubs get set to join forces to host the 2024 Rumble in the Redwoods tournament. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the weekend tournament in just a moment, and we'll also be looking at the other big local sports stories of the week, including how the Humboldt Crabs have put themselves in position to possibly compete in the inaugural Pacific Empire League Championship Series, all the latest local American Legion baseball news, how the McKinleyville 12-year-old All-Stars fared at their NorCal State tournament, and news of a local college golfer who was the recipient of a prestigious award this past week. But first up, it will be a busy weekend for several youth baseball teams as three local travel clubs get set to host the Rumble in the Redwoods tournament. The Six Rivers Kings, the Northern Humboldt Steelheads, and the Lost Coast Legends are all well used to traveling hundreds of miles to play in tournaments several times a year, but they won't have to travel very far this week. Beginning on Saturday, the Rumble in the Redwoods youth baseball tournament will feature brackets in four different age groups, with several out-of-area teams joining the three host clubs here on the North Coast. The tournament will take place at three different locations around the county, including the Redwood Fields in Cutton. Tournament play will feature 10U, 11U and 12U brackets, as well as a combined 13U and 14U bracket. The 10s and 13-14s will play in Cutton, with the action getting underway early on Saturday and running through Sunday. The 11Us will play their games at the Fireman's Park in Ferndale, while the 12Us will play at Newburgh Park in Fortuna. All four brackets will feature pool play games on Saturday, with the tournament playoffs set for Sunday. The Humboldt Crabs, meanwhile, look set for an exciting conclusion to the 2024 summer season. This week, the Crabs split a two-game series with the West Coast Kings to remain in contention for a place in the inaugural Pacific Empire League Championship Series, which will take place next week. On Tuesday night, they lost 4-3 in 10 innings, but with their championship hopes on the line, the Crabs would bounce back on Wednesday with a comprehensive 13-2 win over the Kings. The series concludes league play for the Crabs, who are currently tied for second place in the standings with the Lincoln Potters, with both teams trailing league leaders, the Healdsburg Prune Packers. Now the Crabs must play the waiting game as they wait to see how the Potters fare in their final league series against the Solano Mudcats. If the Potters drop at least two of their three remaining league games this weekend, then the Crabs will advance to play Healdsburg in next week's three-game PEL Championship Series. But if the Potters win at least two of their three games, then they will advance to play the Prune Packers. Meanwhile, the Crabs will welcome the California Tigers to the Arcata Ballpark for a three-game non-league series this weekend. The action gets underway on Friday night, with Game 1 set for 7 p.m. The two clubs will also face off on Saturday evening at 6:30 and on Sunday afternoon at 12:30. Last weekend, the Crabs kept themselves in contention for the Pacific Empire League Championship by sweeping three games against the Medford Rogues. The Crabs won 7-6 on Friday night, 7-5 on Saturday, and 8-4 on Sunday afternoon. Since dropping their first seven conference games, including six straight on the road, the Crabs have rallied to win 14 of their last 19 conference games to put themselves right back in contention. This week also saw the return of former Eureka Logger and College of the Redwoods standout Parker Rogers, who has missed much of the summer season since suffering an injury on opening weekend. Rogers, however, returned with a bang and hit a pair of doubles this week. Also joining the team late in the season was another former Eureka Logger, pitcher Miles Standish, who impressed in his first start of the summer against Medford last weekend. Standish, a 2023 Eureka High graduate who plays for the University of Hawaii, gave up 5 hits and 4 walks and struck out 5 in 4 strong innings, getting a no decision. Elsewhere in local sports this week, the Humboldt Eagles bowed out of the 2024 California 19U American Legion Baseball Area 1 tournament in Fairfield over the weekend to end the local American Legion season. The Eagles dropped their tournament opener to the host team on Thursday by a score of 4-0 before falling 15-2 to Petaluma on Friday in a game that got away from them late. On Saturday, they fell 10-0 to Napa to end their tournament and the 2024 summer season. This summer, the Eagles fielded a very young team on a 19U roster that featured several high school freshmen. But head coach Tommy Gale believes the young players will benefit from that and will be better prepared for the 2025 high school season as a result. The local Little League summer season also concluded this week as the last remaining District 26 team bowed out of the playoffs. Playing at the NorCal State Tournament in Madera, the McKinleyville 12-year-old All-Stars lost for the second time in 3 days to end their participation at the tournament on Monday. McKinleyville fell 10-0 to Napa American. Despite the loss, the young McKinleyville players enjoyed a memorable summer season, winning both the district and section tournament titles. And with big performances from several players all summer, this group of young players clearly has a bright future. The same can be said of three other local teams who won district championships over the past few weeks, including two others from McKinleyville. The McKinleyville Junior All-Stars matched the 12-year-olds by winning a district and section championship. The McKinleyville 10-year-old All-Stars also enjoyed a good summer and took home a district championship before their season ended at the section tournament in Cottonwood. Likewise with the Redwood Empire 11-year-old All-Stars, who won the district championship and came within an extra inning loss of also claiming a section title and advancing to their NorCal State tournament. And finally this week, former HDNL girls golf champion Avery Henry has received a prestigious award after being named the Aurora University Athletics Woman of the Year. The Arcata High graduate played 4 years with the Spartans in Illinois and is the university's nominee for the 2024 NCAA Woman of the Year Award. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.